Eugene Ormandy's Philadelphia Orchestra playing Edvard Grieg's Norwegian Rustic March from the Lyric Suite. And we'll have some different music by Grieg next, the second violin sonata. You can hear the first and the third, the other two that Grieg wrote, tonight at 7 on Classics Live. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Liberty Hall, offering first-run indie films, repertory screenings, concerts, karaoke, trivia, and more. Current listings and event schedule are at libertyhall.net or at the box office at the corner of 6th and Mass in downtown Lawrence. Tracy Harrison and Vic Peterson of Lawrence, encouraging all Kansas Public Radio listeners to honor International Talk Like a Pirate Day. Today's a day to parody the golden age of piracy. Join Tracy and Vic in supporting KPR with a hearty yarr or a simple ahoy, mateys. Thank you, Tracy and Vic, and all of our listener members. Here's the Grieg now, the sonata number 2, the middle one of the three that Grieg wrote. It's in G major. The violinist is Russian Vadim Repin with Nikolai Lugansky at the piano. The Grieg second violin sonata on KPR. Vadim Repin, violinist, Nikolai Lugansky, pianist, for Opus 13 by Edvard Grieg, his sonata number 2 in G for violin and piano. Tonight on Classics Live at 7, you can hear the other two that he wrote, the first and the third. There's quite a difference between those two, but that was the middle one. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. I hope I'm your best classical friend. Would that be, instead of BFF, would that be BCF? I guess BFF could be black-footed ferret. There's an article about that animal in the Topeka Capital Journal today that's pretty interesting out in Logan County. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Owlsburg, Junction City, and kansaspublicradio.org. We'll strike a nostalgic tone in the noon hour with Aaron Copland's music from the film Our Town. Later, a brilliant concert piece for four horns and orchestra by Schumann. Classical music continues from noon to 3 with Jeff Watson, right here on KPR. That suite began with the Freelance March by John Philip Sousa. It was all Sousa's music. It was a suite of selections from his operetta called The Freelance. Keith Bryan and the Royal Artillery Band on Kansas Public Radio. We'll hear some more band-like music that goes back a few centuries before. Next on KPR, the music of Handel. Support today for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. And from Bob Schwartz Financial. Kansans helping Kansans achieve their financial goals for over 45 years. More information is available at bobschwartzfinancial.com. Here's the English Chamber Orchestra now with music for the Royal Fireworks by Handel on KPR. George Frederick Handel's music for the Royal Fireworks on KPR. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH, HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV, HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from the Lead Center welcoming the Queen's Cartoonists, where live jazz meets projections of classic cartoons, Saturday, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Live from NPR News, the Capitol. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. Good morning. This is KPR. That's from the Second Jazz Suite by Dmitri Shostakovich, the Second Waltz, Ricardo Chailly's Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam. And next, Prokofiev waltzes that he wrote for some movies. And then we'll have Brahms Chamber Music and the Meridian Arts Ensemble. Support for all this great classical music this morning comes from Bon Bon, a locally owned and operated neighborhood bistro in the heart of Lawrence's Warehouse Arts District, now open Tuesday through Saturday. Menu and reservations at bonbonlawrence.com. Now here's the second waltz suite by Prokofiev. These are waltzes used in War and Peace, Lermontov, and Cinderella on KPR. A suite of waltzes, the second suite, music by Sergei Prokofiev. Waltzes used in War and Peace, Lermontov, and Cinderella, with Nema Järvi and the Scottish National Orchestra. We have some Brahms chamber music next. Music from the Italian Baroque, and listen for, in about half an hour or so after the 11 o'clock news, Five Finger Exercise, Romanza by Jerome Maras, followed by a Muzio Clementi symphony. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, throwing the switch and bringing musical comedy to life with Young Frankenstein, based on the classic Mel Brooks film. It's running tomorrow through Sunday, September 29th. Tickets at theaterlawrence.com. And from the Lawrence Public Library and its Civic Engagement 101 series discussing renewable energy in Douglas County in Kansas, Thursday, September 26th, in the library auditorium. Details at lplks.org. Here are Geraldine Walther, David Korovar, and Andras Feyer. It's viola, piano, and cello here for Brahms' Clarinet Trio, Opus 114, now on KPR. That's a trio that Johannes Brahms wrote for clarinet, cello, and piano, but clarinet and viola parts interchange well. There we heard Geraldine Walther, violist, David Korovar, piano, and Andras Feyer, cellist. This Sunday, Navo Arts, the Navo Arts Group, which is celebrating their 10th anniversary season of bringing the best in classical music in Kansas City to free concerts for everybody. They're having their season opener in collaboration with Park University International Center for Music. And this Friday's concert, tomorrow night's concert, is September 20th, 7:30 p.m. at the Folly Theater in downtown Kansas City, and it's Uzbek Roots with pianist Behzad Abdurahimov and conductor Shah Sadikov. So that's a free concert, the Folly. You're welcome to make a donation. NavoArts.com will give you all the concert details, venues, and ticket information for their season. And Classics Live tonight has an all-Grieg Rule Joyce recital. Chiafe Lynn is a first violinist with the Kansas City Symphony. Karen Savage is a Juilliard-trained pianist. These fine Kansas City musicians bring us a sweet and clear concert of two sonatas by Edvard Grieg for violin and piano to contrast and compare the first and the third, the first and the last. Join us tonight at 7 here on KPR for local chamber music on Kansas Public Radio. Next, here's a suite in G by Tommaso Albinoni on KPR, played by a brass quintet. Members of the Meridian Arts Ensemble, a brass quintet from that group playing a suite in G of tunes by Tommaso Albinoni from the Italian Baroque. We'll have a five-finger exercise right after the news in just a few minutes here on KPR.
Georgia has never elected a woman as its governor or to the U.S. Senate. Is the state ready to elect a woman to the highest office in the land?
We have to do what we can to save our democracy, and I just firmly believe that she's the right one.
I'm Mary Louise Kelly in Atlanta. We hear from three Georgia women who say it's time on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hear that story and many more starting at 3 o'clock for the next All Things Considered from NPR here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Oldsburg, Junction City Abilene, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, offering a local team to help businesses invest in the health of their employees with a choice of benefit options. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business. It's 11:01. Good morning. It's KPR.
Industries like agriculture and construction that rely on migrant labor, including those without legal status.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. This is KPR. That's Romanza, a romance from a 1962 film score by American composer Jerome Maras. The movie was called Five Finger Exercise. It was based on a play by the same guy who wrote Amadeus. It's a story about how a family's life changes when a music teacher enters their lives. She's played by Rosalind Russell. That was Paul Bateman and the City of Prague Philharmonic. Here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's about 11:10, 83 degrees in Lawrence on the way up to about 90 for this afternoon. Next is Muzio Clementi. He wrote quite a few good five-finger exercises himself, his sonatinas. But let's listen to the symphonic Clementi now with his second symphony on Kansas Public Radio. With Claudio Simone and the Philharmonia Orchestra, we've just heard the orchestral Muzio Clementi. That was Clementi's Symphony No. 2 in D major this morning on KPR. It's been a while since we heard that. Next, Tarantella for flute and piano, and then some Russian music by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Kansas Book Festival, Saturday, September 28th. at Washburn University in Topeka. Featuring author panels, live music, food trucks, exhibitor tents, and kids' activities, open to the public. Details at KansasBookFestival.com. And Tracy Harrison and Vic Peterson of Lawrence are encouraging all Kansas Public Radio listeners to honor International Talk Like a Pirate Day. Today is a day to parody the golden age of piracy. Join Tracy and Vic in supporting KPR with a hearty yarr or a simple ahoy, mateys. Thank you, Tracy and Vic, and all of our listener members. A Tarantella by Carl Joachim Anderson. That was Kyle Zappo, flutist, and A. Matthew Mazzoni, pianist. You can hear some chamber music by Kansas City Chamber Orchestra. There's a free concert, which should be quite beautiful in every aspect of the five senses. It'll be the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra giving a free concert as a preseason event this Sunday, September 22nd. It's a community outdoor concert at the Warnell House Gardens. For more information about this free concert, check kcchamberorchestra.org. And tonight on Classics Live, it's an all-Grieg Rule Joyce recital. Chiafe Lin is a first violinist with the Kansas City Symphony. Karen Savage is a Juilliard-trained pianist. These fine Kansas City musicians bring us a sweet and clear concert of two sonatas, the first and the last, by Edvard Grieg, for violin and piano to contrast and compare. Join us tonight at 7 only on Kansas Public Radio for local chamber music here on KPR. Well, here is a suite of tunes that Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov used in his opera, Mulatta. Here it is, played by the Scottish National Orchestra on KPR. A suite from the opera from about 1890, Mulatta, which had quite a, well, it's a story about ancient pagan Slavs, but it has all sorts of mystical appearances by sprites and fairies and shades of the departed. A lot of silent roles in that one. In fact, even one for Cleopatra and many other historical figures. Music from Mulatta, because the show isn't done too much anymore. There was a recording of it in the 90s. There is a video of it. Anyway, the music of Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, a suite from Mulatta, played by the Scottish National Orchestra, here on KPR, where support for the music today comes from the Kansas Book Festival, Saturday, September 28th at Washburn University in Topeka, featuring author panels, live music, food trucks, exhibitor tents, and kids' activities, open to the public. Details at KansasBookFestival.com.
Hey, it's A. Martinez, Research Show.
Join us in the morning to find out how much you can find out right here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3 and KANQ Chanute 90.3. Our updated forecast is saying today's high should be about 94. And we have a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a strong southerly wind gusting at about 25 miles per hour at times. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence right now. And tomorrow should be mostly sunny with a high of 92, but we'll have northern breezes. Support for news on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shoreman for his series Beyond the Ballot. It's Wednesday, 4 p.m., more at DoleInstitute.org. This is KPR.
Live from